That's stupid.
Oh, Tom.
Game plan for me? Get myself out the gutter, man. Every time I talk to Tamaris, I feel like I step 1 foot forward, and then something comes out of the fucking woodwork, and then I step 2 fucking steps back. I may be going up for elimination tomorrow, but I doubt I'm going to go home.
Mm-hmm. Mikey D. Opinion.
I'm going to be walking up to Tamaris at this mixer. Tom, in my opinion, is probably her number one pick, and I think Casey getting a date is a fucking joke.
You know, it's interesting. He thinks that Tom is her number one. Tom is no longer Tamaris' number one because Tom just showed a little bitch. A little bitch and, oh, I see you have a type. He's feeling some type of way that Tamaris is dating other dudes.
Oh,
man. What?
I don't know, though. Tonight's just a little different. I don't know. Like, people are just freaking out.
Yeah, it's the night before elimination. Why aren't you freaking out?
Because I ain't worried.
Because I don't think I have a reason to.
I feel like you're a little too comfortable.
Here we go. I feel like you're a little too comfortable. Girls love Whitman men. They love it when men squirm. They love it when men squirm. That's what they're trying to do. That's why Louise curbed Mercedes. And now that Peter is cool, calm, and collected, Mia says, I feel like you're a little too comfortable. Again, women don't want men who are sweating them all the time. So on one end, you have Tamaris feeling some type of way about the fact that Tom voiced his concern in the wrong way, but now you have Mia. Now you have Mia talking about, I feel like you're too comfortable. Then in that same vein, we have Louise feeling like Mercedes thinks he's too comfortable, and so she curbs him. I don't know what these girls don't understand. They know that guy squirming is unattractive. Like Mia, Peter likes you. That's obvious. There's nothing else that he needs to do to prove that he likes you. Nope. Girls want you to fight for them to the death to further validate themselves. And now here we are. Mia is on the cusp of detonating another relationship just because she wants him to squirm. Much the same way this backfired with CJ. Casey and CJ, they were the tightest couple there by far and away. Tightest couple there. Nakia was going between Colin and OG Jared. Sarah was going, you know, back and forth between Garrett and Josh. But CJ and Casey were the most solid couple there. But because CJ thought that Casey was getting a little too comfortable or a little too bro-y with Garrett, she decided to put him in the bottom two and everyone that was nominated ended up getting eliminated. So here we go. Here we go with the fucking gameplay. Here we go with the fucking gameplay. I feel like you're a little bit too comfortable. Let's see what happens.
You think I'm a little too comfortable?
I feel like you think you got it in the bag.
Look at her face. This is attractive.
I don't know, like, who you are if you're an F-boy or a nice guy.
Why?
What's that got to do with him being too comfortable? Just because someone's an F-boy doesn't mean he's... Just because someone's comfortable doesn't mean he's an F-boy or a nice guy, either way. Yeah, Jay Blaze says, remember Trace? Yes, I remember Trace very well.
She down to me. You know, I have been nothing but, you know, consistent, you know? So I haven't given a reason for her to question me.
Because, Peter, women are allergic to stability. They're allergic to stability. Especially, I mean, dude, you guys are in Mexico. It's this beautiful vacation resort, $15.5 million, thanks to Jay Blaze for looking that up for us. There's drinks a-flowing. Everybody knows that Mia likes Peter. But women hate stability. They hate consistency. Women need chaos. Women need drama. And Peter gave her all the validation and drama she could ever ask for, but she still wants more. And Jay Blaze correctly points out that she couldn't be more turned on. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hopefully she doesn't take the advice of the other two and says, you got to make him squirm, make him work for it. Make him work for what? You're a piece of pussy, nothing more.
I just don't want you to get too comfortable, and I don't want you to stop, you know, crying or, you know.
Pursuing. Hey, listen, just because I'm not suffering from severe anxiety doesn't mean I'm not going to stop pursuing you. Like, again, it's either one extreme or the other. If the guy is not biting his fingernails and freaking out and screaming out her name, then they must be too comfortable. How about neither can be true? How about a man can just be confident in the groundwork that he is laying and ain't really sweating you putting him in the bottom too? How about that? How about that? Just because a dude is cool, calm, and collected does not mean he's not competent.
Anything.
I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
This Peter. Is what's up. Yo.
Peter. First of all, I'm done having men walk away from me.
Yo. This is game. This is game. As your boy over at Manosphere Highlights stated, this is gold. We men, ain't we? Sheesh. That was absolutely the right thing to do. What Peter did was he deployed one of the universal answers of the shit test. There are very few universal shit test answers that are always the right answer. For example, girl runs whatever shit test, doesn't matter what it is. Oh, you're one of those. Doesn't matter what she says, doesn't matter what she asked. Oh, you're one of those. Another universal answer to a shit test is just to ignore the shit test like it never happened. In this situation in particular, Mia was sitting there shit testing him. Peter said, you know what? I'll be right back. That is the universal answer to the shit test. Universal. Universal. Jay Blaze says, Don, the reason CJ was so stable with Casey is because she was the oldest. Absolutely. Absolutely. Same with Tamaris. That's a good point. Well, Tamaris seems to be in limbo between Tom and Danny. But what Peter just did, getting up and walking away, that is exactly how to do it. That's exactly how to do it. Make her chase you.
Okay, just let me send you home or let me send you away from this conversation. But at the same time, it's Peter.
Did you hear that? I'm tired of men walking away from me. Yeah, I'm going to send you home or I'm going to send you away from this conversation. But it's Peter. Translation, I'm turned on by the fact that Peter just got up and walked away from me despite the fact that I've got all these dudes pursuing me. You're the guy who got the fuck up and walked away. How many men have ever gotten up and walked away from a conversation on F-Boy Island? Yeah, me neither.
I need to make sure he's okay.
I'm sure you do. Look at this.
Peter's acting like a little kid. He's running away.
Here he goes.
Locking himself in a room.
Here we go. Look at this. Brayden doesn't understand the game. He's acting like a little kid. No, he's not. He's acting like a fucking man. This is why we have so many critics. This is why we have so many detractors who are on our asses, because they just don't know. They don't understand. They don't understand masculinity. Man, if a bitch is sitting there disrespecting you, get the fuck up and walk the fuck away. Bitches like Mia are a dime a dozen. Peter knows this, having banged a bunch of Mias. No, he's not being fucking childish. He's running fucking game. Brayden couldn't imagine walking away from a decently attractive woman if she's shit-testing him. No, Brayden's been raised to stay in there and take it to please the woman. No, fuck that. Fuck that. The game Peter is running, they've never seen any of this before. And so when you've never seen something like this before, the best way to characterize, well, he's acting like a baby. No, he's not.
That is literally the most childish shit I've seen in years.
Cute.
Peter.
Yeah, but guess what? Mia's outside his fucking door calling his goddamn name.
Mia, I have grown.
Pete's in that room, right? Sounds like a child. Maybe he needs to hit puberty sooner or later.
Oh, this is cute.
Peter,
Mia,
listen.
I have grown. Mommy!
Peter.
And now Mia looks fucking stupid. None of these guys get it. None of these guys get it. Oh, he's acting like a baby. No, he's not.
I'm a baby.
Totally.
What?
Can I talk to her?
Thank you.
Peter.
Mia, I have been consistent this entire time.
Okay, listen.
I have grown.
You have
from last season.
Peter, stop.
I don't get it. Like, what else you want me to do, yo?
Peter. stop. Can you please stop?
This is fucking game. Make the bitch squirm. And Peter's 100% correct. Peter's 100% correct. He's like, bitch, I've been consistent. I came after you. I passed all your shit tests. And you're going to tell me I'm too comfortable? Fuck out of here. Fuck that.
It's hard. You know how hard it is for me? It's hard for me to express my emotions. I've always been like this.
I see a different side of Peter that I haven't seen.
Just harder and harder.
Look at this. Look at this shit. Look at Whoa, wait a minute. What the fuck does that say? Whoa, what the fuck does that say? Hold the fuck on. Hold the fucking phone. Hold up, man. I might have to switch sides. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen.
It gets harder and harder every day.
Oops.
Because you love me.
Because you love me?
Yeah.
And I hate seeing him like that. I hate seeing anybody like that, but it hurt a little bit more. Because it was him.
Because it was wrong, Peter.
Honestly.
Shit! Quit switching fucking sides! God damn it! God damn it, these motherfuckers, they keep switching sides on me.
Hope you see that.
Dude, this nigga.
Hi, let me talk to you, buddy.
Yo, this dude. Honestly. Yes, Peter is. Dude, Peter is running. He is. Yo, Peter's already in the Hall of Fame. Not only is he running game on a bitch. Let's just think about the situation here, okay? There are three bitches and like 16 niggas. Boom. Three bitches, 16 dudes. Or probably even, I don't know, they might bring in more, right? One of the 20-something dudes gets up, walks away from that conversation. She goes, chases him up to his room. She knows everybody's watching. Everybody's watching. She knows she's humiliating herself. I'm the one that's supposed to be chosen. They're supposed to be chasing me. Peter, let me in. Oh my God, Peter, let me in. She's outside knocking on his goddamn door. She's chasing his ass. He finally lets her in after making her sweat for a little bit. Yeah, Jay Blade just said she has 10 fucking options and she's chasing this dude. That's the way it's done. That's the way it's done, boys. And me and Alpha Male Strategies talked about this years ago. Just because you don't have abundance doesn't mean you can't act like you have abundance. That's what Peter is doing. Peter knows he's got bitches outside of the show. He knows it. He knows this little 3-week, 1-month experiment. All right, it is what it is. I'm gonna put in my bid. I'm gonna shoot my shot. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, cool. I'm motherfucking Peter. I'm motherfucking Peter. I got the game. I'm solid. I'm Gucci. With that in his mind, that gives him the ability to get up and exit the conversation from a woman who has at least a dozen other options. Yep, that's it. That's it. Yep, Peter is chick crack. King Life says she might end up pregnant after this. Yep, remove me from the show. She's been claimed. Yep, that's it. That's it. Damien, you're not too late. We started maybe 10 minutes ago. King Life says she wants his kids now. Yes, sir. King Life also says the producers, they're waiting to send out Garrett because they're not too sure Louise is done with Mercedes yet. Yeah, you're right about that. You are right about that. King Life says Mia's locked in. Tattoo Peter's name on her ass because she's his. Yo, that's it. That's it. Mia belongs to Peter. Very nice.
I see Colin's ugly ass at the bar. I'm wasting no time to confront the situation. What did he say to my girl on the date?
What's up? How'd your date go?
She asked me about you this afternoon,
bro. Okay, and what'd you say, though?
I was like, yeah, probably.
Okay, elaborate, though.
Bro, you kissed her on the first date.
What does that mean? That means there's a fucking F-boy connection, vibes, bro. Fucking goofy.
That's F-boy vibes, bro.
How's that F-boy vibes? We had a fucking connection.
How's it not?
We had a connection, you idiot.
I just told you, you kissed her on the first day.
That doesn't mean anything. She kissed me too.
Okay, well, you better fix that. That ain't on me.
If Mercedes knew I'd kissed her.
he would be super pissed.
You're an idiot. With your Kermit ass haircut, you fucking goofy.
Okay, so Mercedes is not showing frame here. Mercedes has game with the ladies, but not showing very much frame here. This dude is freaking out that somebody said some shit to him about him to his girl. Number one, Mercedes, Luis ain't your girl. Not yet, anyway. Number two, you're kind of fucking it up. Mercedes came out early on, and he showed a remarkable ability to escalate physically. He's got the nice smile. He's attractive, right? He's from Texas. He's got the smooth Texas vibe. Clean lineup. All of that. Went in for the kiss. Luis was all up in it. But Mercedes thinks that Luis is his just because. And that's fine. Hey, look, man, I'm good with the confidence. I'm not going to knock the confidence. But by the same token, you can't be going around starting fires. You have to win the woman on your own merit, not tearing other people down, right? Anthony Johnson of the 21 convention, right? Instead of just resting on his merits, his 17, 18-year track record, he is more content with tearing down other people's events. Rolla Tomasi's virtual event, mine the CME. He ended up undermining himself, and now his convention is all but irrelevant. I don't even know if he sold 12 tickets yet. You have to rely on your own merit. You have to rely on your own success. Girls are not attracted to dudes who say, hey, you should get with me because that guy's terrible. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you're a goofy.
If I took a shot every time I heard goofy, I'd be hammered.
You're a goofy.
You're a F-boy.
You're a goofy.
You're a F-boy.
You're a goofy. You're a goofy. You're a goofy. You're a goofy.
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 She was fine before.
Oh, yuck.
She went on the fucking date with you. Okay. Now she came in mad.
Okay, well, you better fix that.
So that means your goofy ass did something, you fucking idiot.
I thought goofy.
Okay, see, now Mercedes is starting to get disrespectful at this point. Like, he keeps calling Kylan names. Listen, if you're in a confrontation with another... Number one, never fight over a bitch, y'all. Never fight over a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Never, ever, ever, ever throw hands with a man over a bitch. I don't give a fuck. The only exceptions is if she's your bitch and a dude at random comes up and assaults your woman or disrespects her, then you gotta handle that. But if she is not your bitch, do not throw hands. Dude, honestly, man, even if she were your bitch, don't throw hands over a bitch. Don't get into arguments over a bitch. But now Mercedes is calling them names. You're goofy, you fucking idiot, and blah, 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 blah. Come on, man. Come on. Get the fuck out of here. King Life says he's trying to rebrand it, make men alpha again. I don't pay any attention to anything he does anymore. I leave that to my attorneys.
He was like funny and like outgoing in a weird, unique way, but it apparently means you're a bitch.
You better fix it.
You a hater.
You better fix it. I ain't no hater.
You goofy, bro. You're a goofball.
Well, I'm gonna take your girl. That's your girl,
not,
right?
You not.
She mine now.
You're a goofy.
If someone called me goofy that many times, I'd be like, what? Can you think of another word to describe me, like, or yell?
How are you?
I'm well, thank you, thank you. I'm glad I'm still here, first of all. Like, that's what I wanted to say. Like, I appreciate you keeping me around. So I was like, I just want another chance to, like, show you who I am as a person and stuff like that. So I was, like, hoping to tell you a little bit about myself.
Oh, wow.
He's already talking way too much. I just wanted to do a little. And look, man, I guess he kind of has to because tomorrow's elimination day. He's got to shoot his shot. He's got to put in his bid, but goddamn. Have a conversation, bruh. Like, this ain't an interview, right? Damian Hanna says Anthony went nuts. Yeah. Anthony doesn't want anything to change. He wants things to stay shitty so he can complain about it. Make women great again. Make men alpha again. You know. He can tell us what the problems are, but he offers no solutions. So at some point, people are going to stop listening, and it appears they already have. It is what it is.
Like, Jeremy's like, what is happening?
Yeah, they're in a weird position.
Is he crisscross applesauce?
Did this dude just say crisscross applesauce? Did this dude really just say crisscross applesauce? Hold up.
Grimmy's like, what is happening?
Yeah, they're in a weird position.
What's this?
Is he crisscross applesauce?
This motherfucker. Crisscross, dude, I haven't heard crisscross applesauce since I was in kindergarten. All right, everybody, crisscross applesauce.
I went to school for UCLA. I went to this communications major, and then I just fell in love with fitness. I used to be.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's it. He's done. He's done. She's out.
Competitive, like skateboarder. I'm a middle child, so I'm a little wild.
Just a lot of hand movements. I'm not sure. I'm not feeling good for our boy Jay.
I love traveling. I was just in Mexico a few months ago with a shaman. So that's basically like part of me in a nutshell. I know I just rattled off a bunch of shit about me. So like, if there's anything you haven't told any.
He is very effeminate. He's very effeminate. He does not speak. He does not speak with pace or purpose. It's just all over the place. He's not definitive.
Any of the other guys, like something completely different. It could be stupid, whatever. Like,
I don't even know. Like, I'm just overwhelmed by everything you just said.
What do you think he's saying?
I can clearly tell you're not into me, and I need you to change your mind right now. I'm begging you.
Yep. Benedict is funny. He's bitch made, but he's funny.
Hey, Louise, you wanna have a chat?
Yeah, we can talk.
We'll let them talk. I'll go outside.
Here comes Louise. This is all.
Cool, calm,
this is a mess. There's fucking Louise. Look at her closed up body language.
I try to hug you when you walk in. You go on a date with whatever his name is, and you come back mad.
Are you going around the house telling everyone I'm yours?
I did not tell anyone you're mine. I told you that I want you. No, I told everyone to try it out. I said she's a girl.
Yeah, don't even try.
No, what?
Like, that... I'm yours.
So I
it's
just...
not even worth the effort.
Right. Wrong.
You see? You see this? See, Louise is suffering from the same thing that Mia is suffering. I want guys to pursue me. Girls never want to be, and again, in the real world, this would be attractive to Louise, but Louise is there for the experience, right? She wants to try different flavors. She's in Mexico. She's on vacation. She doesn't want to just link up with one dude.
Oh, you got told a lie.
I'm already having issues trusting you. Like, this is like not.
That's not good because, okay. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. So, I mean, you should trust me.
So I just wanted to address the elephant in the room.
This dude has on a pink bandana. This is funny.
I'm not really laughing. So okay. Like, I don't take it as a joke.
Yep.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay.
There's more to me than just Mikey D.
Okay, that was some man shit right there. That was some motherfucking man shit right there. So she was laughing at him because I think of the bandana. But Mikey D just did some man shit. He's like, yo, check this out. I'm not joking. Like, I'm not laughing because this shit ain't funny. Watch.
Address the elephant in the room.
Watch. Listen.
I'm not really laughing. So okay. I don't take it as a joke.
Yep.
See that? He's like, I'm not really laughing, so I don't take it as a fucking joke, bitch. And she fell right in.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay.
There's more to me than just Mikey D. Like, my name is Michael DeCassian. I've never been called Mikey besides my mother. You know, and I'm not mad at that you guys call me Mikey, but I think you guys...
She's out. She's out. Tamaris is out. Tamaris is, she makes her decisions. She makes her decisions very, very quickly. And the reason she makes her decisions very quickly is because, well, she's older. This tends to happen with older women. They tend to make their romantic decisions much more quickly. But you ain't gonna be 29 for too much longer, sweetie.
You guys are taking me just like as just the funny guy.
If you want to be called Michael, then I can have that. I can call you Michael, but you haven't opened up. I don't know anything about you.
Exactly, because I haven't had the chance to talk to you. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, sit on another guy's lap and look? I don't do that. That's not who I am. Like, I really want to talk to you and like.
You're upset, and I get that.
Well, how?
See, this is why this when men compete for women, there's no way there's no good way to do this. Men can't act masculine when they are competing with other men for women. Inevitably, they're gonna have to do some dumb shit to either get her attention or to separate themselves from other guys. That's what's happening. Mikey D's a good looking dude. He's bitch made, but he's a good looking dude. I'm almost certain he's probably got a girlfriend back at home because he probably does have a little bit of game. But in the end, this is not a natural environment for men and women to be courting. The men, all of the men look bad doing this. Only three men have managed not to look stupid on F-Boy Island. Garrett, Casey, and now Peter. Everybody else looks stupid. Unless you have airtight game, it's inevitable that you are going to do something that looks stupid. Mikey D is having his moment right now.
Okay.
There's other guys that literally will sit here for 5 minutes and have a full conversation with me. Like, There's no excuse. I'm sorry that you're upset.
I'm upset sorry because that... someone's calling me out on something that's not true.
Okay, I understand that. But you can't get up.
But she doesn't care.
Upset at me.
Okay, Michael, don't be salty. Talk to me. Open up.
Every time I talk.
That's exactly what the fuck he's doing.
Fuck with you, right? I feel like I step 1 foot forward and then 2 steps back. And how does that make me feel?
But you can't get upset at me.
She's right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, now he's out. That's it.
I didn't mean to get upset.
That's it.
Luis and Mercedes are on the couch, and it doesn't seem like a fun conversation.
Make time to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Use that time wisely.
I think I've been trying the hardest to get to know you.
Ooh, so I'm like sneaking behind him, grabbing candles.
Fucking Benedict is stupid.
Little wine glasses.
I think I do.
There and talk about how you want to get to know me, because that is your time to get to know me.
And I'm setting it.
Now see, dude, Louise is a bitch. She's a bitch. We all keep thinking Tamaris is a bitch. She can be. But Louise is the one showing the main bitch vibes. She really, really is. Like, Mia is enthralled with Peter. She did the right thing and went up there and chased after his ass. And Tamaris is, you know, Tamaris, she allows guys to talk to her. But Louise, as soon as somebody says some shit to add some shit out of the way, she turns into a complete bitch. Ay, 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 ay. Louise ain't worth it, man. And to be honest with you, man, like, she's attractive enough to fuck, but anything long term, you can forget it. Yeah. Yeah, Dre Raven says, this bitch ain't worth the effort. Nah, she ain't, man. Like, there's nothing otherwise impressive about Louise, yet she's walking around acting like she's the queen of the fucking universe.
Up right at the top of the stairs, and, like, they're gonna see
it. Yo, this motherfucker.
So awkward, but at this point, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm in the game.
I feel like I should go. All right, I'll see you later.
All right.
Hey.
What?
See, Louise loves all this. Louise loves this shit. The only reason why Louise is showing all this attention is because she knows it's going to piss Mercedes off. This fucking bitch.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Oh, my God.
I picked those for you.
I
mean, right from
there. Do you see? She's acting. The only reason she's overacting. She's not really that impressed with this. She's doing this so that this gets under Mercedes' skin. And when you have a woman doing things to purposely upset you, then that's just all there. That's that.
But it's okay.
Oh my-
Go ahead, sit down.
Oh,
sit
my
down.
God.
Oh,
please. So
oh, yeah. Give me a fucking break.
I'm pleasantly surprised by Benedict. I mean, it's so romantic.
Stop. I'm literally like, what the fuck?
She is over this fucking bitch.
I couldn't bring you to the beach, so I just...
And Benedict's dumbass thinks that she is actually very impressed with this. Nah, bruh. Mm-mm. Nope. Uh-uh. She is absolutely 100% playing this up.
Brought the beach here.
Stop. I'm... Oh, oh my goodness.
We've got the cheese.
I couldn't find cheese balls, so I was like, the next closest thing are like crunchy cheese.
Oh my goodness.
You can have one if you want.
Where's she at? Where's Louise at?
She's out there with Benedict. Benedict, like, set up, like, a little date thing.
Hey.
Trey Raven said, I heard a rumor that if you placed your ear to Louise's, you can hear the ocean. Yeah, Louise is not too bright.
I'm going to make you one.
Hold on. Are you feeding me?
Excuse my finger.
Are you feeding me?
What? Do not want me to.
Never let a bitch feed you, guys. Ever.
No, I want you to.
See? There you go. Oh, my God. Just like that. See that? You see that? This is why you never let a bitch fucking feed you, guys. This is one of the old school game tricks. When you allow a woman to feed you, you are giving her, you are briefly relinquishing control. And if you're a bitch like fucking Louise, when you give her that little bit of control, she's going to play with you. Oh, here we are. He's like, I don't want you. He's like, fine, I'll do it. Women who do this are out. Watch this.
Do not want me to.
No,
watch.
You do.
See?
Like a baby
this.
Bird.
Like, don't do this.
See?
Airplane.
That's some bullshit.
That's sexy.
You see that? You see that, guys? Every single time. That's any woman who says, here, let me give you a little piece of fruit or a bite of whatever, and then they fuck around with you on that. Like, honestly, if a bitch ever did that to me, real talk, Like, I've never had a woman do that to me, ever.
Benedict is just a breath of fresh air. Like, I'm dealing with all these guys. They're, like, telling me they want something with me. But Benedict is showing me.
I'm to all these guys, and they want me, and Enjoy it, Louise. This will be the last time you have this kind of control over this many guys at the same time of this quality.
And I just feel like every time I'm with him, everything else disappears.
Wait, no, I gotta do it.
Here we go. Here we fucking go. See, Benedict is a funny dude, and he's clearly ripped and shredded. But Louise doesn't like him like that. She just doesn't. He's like a little brother to her.
Nope, come here.
Let's see what kind of ass she's got. She's only kissed two dudes. She's only really kissed two dudes. Cayenne, I think that's his name. Cayenne. And Mercedes, that's it. Oh, here comes CSI F-Boy Island.
Hello, ladies. Now, I mean, we have some shit to figure out.
Yes, we do.
Can we just put everyone on F-boy because I feel like they're all F-boys?
Yeah, look at the smiles on their faces. They love it.
No.
Okay.
So what is an F-boy, Louise?
Emotionally unavailable. Oh. Wears a lot of two-piece sets.
Okay.
Aw, Nico, yeah.
Mikey D.
Mike.
No, excuse me. Michael.
Jeremy is an F-boy.
Elijah's an F-boy.
What about Danny?
He's the F-boy. Brayden is a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Yes, he is. They're literally separating the men they're turned on by and the men they're not. That's the difference between an F-boy and a nice guy. That's it.
Maybe. Oh, my God. Tommy. Okay, we can put him as a nice guy. Guys, I think Benedict's a nice guy.
What?
Yeah.
Then there were two.
Damn.
Oh, they're both F-boys.
I don't think they're reformed.
Either of them? I don't know. From season one, all of us know that they're both F-boys.
We know that. Said if he would have been chosen, that he was reformed, that he would have split the money.
I don't know why Peter and Casey come back to F-boy Island. You had your time. Do you really want that connection? Or are you just here for the money?
Mia, you don't care. Let's just keep it real.
Whoa. What is this?
Hi.
Hi, guys. We're trying to divide and conquer.
Oh, my God. They all look so guilty. These, like, they've done something really wrong. Well, how are you feeling about tonight going forward? Are you sure of what you're going to do tonight, or are you still mulling it over?
I still have to think it over. Yeah, I'm still thinking it over.
We need to channel our F-girl energy.
Oh, I love that trick.
You want to join in?
F-girl energy. Oh, my God. There's no such thing as an F-girl. Only sluts.
I'm going to try it. You ready?
Okay.
Hands. Close eyes. Let's channel our F-girl energy.
Channeling F-girl energy.
Can't wear her voice.
And done.
Yeah. Okay, that was absolutely useless. That is 13 seconds of my life I will never get back.
Okay. You look like Akash, okay? You told me he was the F-boy.
Which up is real.
I'll see you guys tonight, and see you assholes tonight, too.
God, Nikki's got hot legs, dude.
I just got here, and to go home tonight would really suck. I really want to stay because Tamaris is amazing, and I just want more time to get to know her.
You know, it's interesting. Casey always tends to gravitate toward the older girls.
Getting eliminated tonight would be terrible. I'm pretty worried.
Dre Raven says, okay, Mia, let's ask the question, what are you here for? Are you here to, quote, make a connection, or for the mass attention and validation? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what these bitches are here for. They're not here for any kind of fucking connection. Remember, men are the true romantics, not women.
Honestly, right now, I really think I fucked up this whole thing. I don't have a girlfriend, and Tamaris needs to believe me.
It doesn't matter. It's already over, dude.
Good evening, nice guys and F-boys. Welcome to the third elimination. And I just got word, Michael, You want to be called Michael, no more Mikey.
Michael's cool, yeah.
You want Michael?
Sure.
Okay. Because when I see Michael, I think doctor. And then when I look at you, I feel like the only thing you've ever doctored is like a fake ID for some girl
who met on the boardwalk. That's a fact,
though. That's a fact, though.
Time to bring out the three women who not only threaten your egos, but your bank accounts. Please welcome Tamara.
Dude, every bitch threatens your ego and bank account. What the fuck is she talking about?
Louise and Mia.
These fucking bitches walking around like they're the queens of the fucking universe.
Well, ladies, you've done real well so far. We've said goodbye to two nice guys and four F-boys. Pretty good. Your F-boy detection skills have been on point. But for how much longer? Let's find out which three of you will be leaving tonight. Tamaris.
Yes.
Who's in your bottom two tonight?
Michael. Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy's definitely going home.
Honestly, I want Jeremy to go home because I feel...
Don't worry, Michael. You're not.
Like,
he's
one,
not.
He's too old to be here.
He is.
And two, he's got no game.
No.
Mia.
None.
Who are in your bottom two tonight?
Dwayne.
Who?
Dwayne's connection with Mia just isn't there. It's not. He's kind of following her like a puppy dog in the shadows. And I just can't see it being romantic anymore. And at this point, I think Dwayne's done.
And Alon.
Yeah.
I'm coming in with zero conversations. I'm going to be very honest. I'm worried.
Yeah, I would be too.
Louise.
I was just going to say something. I was just going to fucking say something. All right.
Who are in your bottom two tonight?
One of them's definitely Mercedes.
Brent?
Oh, but you want to know something? That's the second time he's been up. Mia was not about to make the same mistake that CJ made last season. You see, Mia, remember, she said to Peter, you're getting too goddamn comfortable. Peter flipped the script, had her chasing him. All right, good. Well, if you remember, CJ had a, not the same, but a very similar conversation with Casey over some nonsense between him and Garrett. She put Casey in the bottom two to teach him a lesson, and it ended up backfiring. Mia's not about to make that same mistake, so she's not even thinking about putting Peter in the bottom two.
And Jared,
it's like I'm being punished every day I'm here. It's ridiculous.
I don't think there's anything more I can do. I feel like I put myself out there, tried as hard as I could to get time. And
see, here we go. Jared is a model, and this is nothing against Jared. Okay, great looking guy, phenomenal genetics. But as we all know, the better the guys look, the less game they have. Shaq was a genetic fucking freak. I had questions about his sexuality. To be quite frank, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's how little game he had. And so here's Jared. He got a VIP pass from all three of these bitches, and it turns out he's real just a pretty face.
And maybe I should have stuck with Tamaris. I don't know.
It wouldn't have mattered, man.
Tamaris.
How many guys has Nikki fucked on the show? I don't know, but I know she's fucked one dude. Garrett. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Tamaris. I know your name, bitch. I do, I promise. Tamaris, please tell us, why is Michael standing before you tonight?
I think you kind of know why. Yesterday's conversation was intense. And whether you have a girlfriend or not,
Mikey D,
I feel it in my gut that you're an F-boy. And a woman's intuition never lies.
She's right. That doesn't mean they follow their intuition.
I do have a good heart. I would love to show you that. If you gave me another chance, I promise I will prove to you I am a good person.
F-boys can be good people too. Just saying. Listen, I'm mad at him for being an F-boy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Tamaris.
Thank you for opening up yesterday. I really appreciate it. But honestly, I felt like it was fake.
Mia.
No, that wasn't fake. That was real. And that's the problem.
Elon, honestly, you seem pretty cool. But the only thing I really know about you is your name. And at this point, it really doesn't matter if you're a nice guy or an F-boy, because you really haven't tried.
I love how Peter is always looking like he's about to rob the jewelry store. Like he's about to like embark on some, like, what heist are you on your way to? Jay Blaze says Shaq was the biggest bitch made nigga I've ever seen. Yo, real fucking talk. He's like, yo, Katie, you're like wifey material, bro. And then he told on Corey. I was like, oh no.
Dwayne, showing those insecurities gives me mad F-boy vibes.
I apologize. I just wanted to say I hope your mental's good and make sure that everything's all right.
My mental's good.
No, mental is not good, Mia. Hoes never have good mental. Mentals.
Jared, Brant, you've been here before. You know how it goes. Jared.
Louise is she's such a fucking bitch. She relishes this.
I'm sorry to have you on the chopping block again, but I just don't know if I can reciprocate the feelings.
Can I ask a question?
No,
don't. Do you think that is because you have connections with other guys? Or is it just me?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I get more of a friend vibe from you.
Okay.
If I were Jared.
Okay. I mean, look. I mean, Louise is keeping it real, right? I mean, she's keeping it real. But like I said, Jared is a pretty face. He almost never, dude, and Jared's from San Diego. Dude, he's probably slaying bitches all up and down. What's the main drag there? Ocean Drive, I think. He probably slays bitches without even trying. So yeah. When all he does is walk up to these girls and talk to them, it's going to give off a friend vibe. It is what it is.
I'd be scared right now. That's the nail in the coffin right there.
Mercedes is right.
I just want Jared to get the hell out of here because every guy going for Luis is on my hit list.
Fucking
Brant,
Mercedes.
I think you're a great guy. You seem like you like to have a good time. But to be honest, sometimes when I'm hanging out with you, it feels like I'm hanging out with my fun uncle.
Oh. Definitely not bad.
Okay, that was worse. Damn.
So that's a lot to take in.
I'm sorry. That's a new one. I've never seen anyone fun uncle zoned.
It's not a great place to be, maybe. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brant. You handled it well.
I am an uncle, okay? And I am fun.
He said, I am an uncle and I am fun. Well, that explains it. That's funny as shit.
I mean, all I want to do is get out
fun uncle.
Fun uncle zone.
Oh my god, this fucking guy.
Please.
Hold up, he's from Arizona. God damn.
Who will you be eliminating tonight? Jared or Brant?
It's Brant. Brant is going home. It might be Brant.
Jared.
Oh, yeah, it is Jared.
I'm sorry. Mia, who are you eliminating tonight? Elon or Dwayne? Elon.
Yeah, that's easy.
Tamaris, who will you be eliminating tonight? Michael or Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Michael.
What?
What the fuck? Like,
damn.
He's my best friend.
I thought Mikey D was going to stay.
Dwayne. Jeremy. Brant, you're safe.
Here we go.
Jared, Elon, Michael, we're dying to know what you came here as.
I think the other two are nice guys. I think Michael is an F-boy.
Jared, what did you come here as? A nice guy or an F-boy?
Oh, he's an F-boy. Never mind.
I came here as a nice guy.
I always knew he was a nice guy.
See? I always knew he was a nice guy. And what did she say about him? I'm getting a friend vibe from you. See? Girls don't want nice guys, gentlemen. They want F-boys. Jared is probably, dude, he's probably one of, if not the best looking dude there. But because he didn't have any game, he doesn't know how to escalate, he gave off the friend vibe. Yeah, looks is all that matters. Nope, not quite. Sometimes your looks can work against you, my friend.
Elon.
Nice guy.
Of course he was. He ain't
well,
no goddamn F boy.
We're saying goodbye to two nice guys tonight, Michael.
And you see that none of the girls are disappointed, right? And it's funny. We're gonna start gauging reactions. Anytime they get rid of an F boy, the girls look a little disappointed. But when they get rid of a nice guy, yeah, they're just kind of like, okay, all right, well, whatever. He's definitely an F boy.
I came here as an F boy.
I fucking knew it.
Oh, one more thing.
I do have a girlfriend.
I do have a girlfriend, and she's fire.
Yo! Don motherfucking DeMarco! Hell yeah! I do have a girlfriend, bitch! Dude, look at the smile on I told you, dude, I told you motherfuckers Mikey's got a girl. I knew this dude was an F-boy, and I knew he had a girlfriend. Now, let's study Tamaris's reaction here. Let's study Tamaris's reaction here.
And she's fine.
Watch. Look. Here we go. Look, watch.
I do have a girlfriend, and she's fire.
Uh-huh. Look at her. She's turned on like a motherfucker. She's trying to act like she ain't turned on, but she is. Uh-huh.
I knew it for you.
Oh, look at the smiles. We knew you were an F-boy. Oh, my God. We all want to bang you now.
Honestly, I knew he had a girlfriend.
Look at this.
I feel energies, and I know when something's wrong. And if you think I don't, like, understand that you have something else coming for you.
Tamaris, shut the fuck up. You're a goddamn woman. That's like a guy saying, listen, I'm stronger than most women. Of course you are. You're a fucking man. Get the fuck. I swear to God, man. Bitches all think that, bitches, you know, it's funny. Women all think that the things that come to them naturally are extraordinary. Well, I have women's intuition. You have women's intuition because the creator fucking gave it to you. You are the smaller, weaker sex. You have to have women's intuition. Fuck out of here, dude.
Nikki P wasn't lying.
I mean, you vouched for him, right?
That
was your guy.
That's why I'm sitting here. I'm offended. And Mike, dude, yeah. I trusted you, man. I didn't know he was an F-boy. I mean, he's from Jersey.
Look at Danny. You knew this dude is a motherfucking F-boy. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm from New York, though. Mike, I hope you didn't fuck me.
Are you still going to have a girlfriend when she sees this?
We're going to go to Paris after this.
Oh, shit! Yo! Mikey! Yo! Motherfucking Mikey D says, we're going to go to Paris after this. And look at Tamaris. She could not be more aroused. This is unbelievable.
Does she know that you've been actively pursuing three women?
Yes.
Yeah.
Run, girl. Fucking run.
She ain't going nowhere, Nikki, because bitches like her and you reward treatment like this. Nice try.
All I have to say to you is
F-boy.
F-bye. F-bye.
All right. See you guys later. Bye. Hey. Let's go, baby.
Mikey D.
Look at all these stars. Look at that. Is that the Big Dipper, bro?
I think that's Orion's belt.
It's so romantic.
I see a big titty right there.
I see two.
These dudes.
I want my hands on them.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think we're just seeing shit now.
Consolation tits.
Who do we have here? Wow.
Is that Gary?
Oh, God. Fuck you, but it's all right. I'll get over it. You're still wearing the same clothes. You guys can't wash your clothes over here.
No.
What the?
How's the house been?
So they brought three new guys in, right?
Oh, shit.
Yes. But there is also one guy that I did not mention. Casey's back.
Garrett's like, look at Garrett. Garrett's like, my soulmate. Look at him.
Casey's back.
He knows who it is. Casey knows who it is. This is unbelievable. This is fucking awesome. All right, let's continue. I'm going to tell you what, man. Casey had a better connection. Garrett and Casey, they had the strongest connection of anybody. The strongest connection of anybody in the house, male, female, or otherwise. Let's go. F-boy Island. He said, woo! What the fuck is this faggoty shit? the nice guy Grotto.
Try to catch this. No. Oh, oh shit!
Jay Blaze says, let's hope they live together after this. Dude, if Casey and Garrett live together, there's not going to be any bitches for the rest of us. They're just not. There's not going to be any bitches for the rest of us. Yeah, dude, Casey and, dude, yeah, man, Casey and Garrett, they're the fucking wolf pack, dude. They're the wolf pack, man.
Last elimination wasn't that crazy. I think we kind of predicted every single person that we end up sending home. We're kind of correct.
I came here as a nice guy.
Nice guy.
I came here as an F boy. One more thing.
And I have a girl.
Girlfriend, and she's fire.
I think we're getting pretty good at this.
Really good, actually.
You know, it reassured us that we are keen on our senses. Like,
oh my God, this fucking bitch and the goddamn bun, dude. Nothing says I'm a lazy bitch like the fucking bun. You guys remember Isonica? Isonica always wore that fucking bun. That bitch was, she was a ratchet.
Yeah. The guys that we thought were nice guys, and the guys that we thought were fuckboys.
The three of us, they're doing a great job sussing these F-boys out. We're doing it as a team, which these guys don't really notice, and that's what gives us stuff.
This is the wrong, Sorry about this, guys.
So I'm an artist. I look.
Good job. You passed it. Justin's, Tamaris, Louis. Boys out. We're doing it as a team, which these guys don't really notice. And that's what gives us the upper hand.
Like, now that it's getting like we're eliminating more people, like, all right, here now we go. We're really going to get the opportunity to really get to know these guys. Like,
yeah.
I'm excited already to figure out who's these F boys who's trying to fuck with us. Because at the end of the day, like, we want a real.
Yeah, Louise has absolutely no fucking brains. Like, she's as dumb as a pencil. Like, she is not smart at all. She really is a dumb blonde.
Well, genuine connection.
I'm not here for that fake shit.
Yeah.
Of course you're not.
With a nice guy.
See, hear that? She's like, I want to leave here with a nice guy.
Gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of A New Stay. I'm your host, Nikki Glazer. Please welcome our contestants, Tamaris, Louise, Mia, and this pile of meat. Today, our men will answer some tough questions. The power will be in the women's hand.
I'm terrified.
Now, if your answers don't make the women wet, you're gonna get wet. Cause you'll get initiated.
Hey, yo.
Okay.
All right, let's get it started. First up is Nico.
Interesting.
Nico, are you gonna turn that hot seat into a wet seat?
Hopefully not.
All right, first question. What is your favorite sexual position?
Doggy.
I think we all like doggy.
Bingo. Yeah, that's right.
I like doggy.
Every girl likes doggy.
Remember to spay and neuter your doggies. All right, Nico, good job.
The reason why girls like doggy style is because that gives you the deepest penetration.
You passed it.
Oh my God.
Next up, Mia decides how wet Kian will get.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't fucking call me ma'am.
Oh, boy.
I'm already standing next to women decades younger than me. It hurts a little more when you do
it's
it.
Southern manners.
That's okay. Do you have any sexual kinks?
I do.
And what are they?
I am a foot guy. I
have oh! Foot no, that's it. Nope. He said, I'm a foot guy.
First question. Do you prefer sex?
Yes.
I didn't finish the question.
Very nice.
Do you prefer sex with the lights on or off?
It doesn't matter to me.
I prefer sex when they're...
It doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
One light on, but it's not too bright.
Look, I can't knock a guy who likes mood lighting.
Unbelievable, but gnome. You made it through douche tank.
Thank you so much.
Danny, have you ever faked an orgasm?
Oh, yes.
Honestly, I don't even know if a man can fake an orgasm. Yeah.
Yes, we can. We absolutely can.
Yeah, they can. They can.
I've never faked one, though, honestly.
Most of the time, I'm more worried about finishing too quickly than faking it.
Break. Yeah, I mean, that's with most guys. But yes, I have faked an orgasm before.
What is it?
Ooh, yeah, J-Blaze says Gavin from Temptation Island. He was a foot guy. That was fucking gross. I remember he took Peyton's foot and was like, oh. I was like, oh my God, that was fucking disgusting.
Makes you so unique.
I'm a musician, so I'm an artist. I look at things in a different way than everybody.
Can you sing, though, real quick?
I don't want to go, whoa, whoa. I don't really know, whoa, whoa. You don't make my heart break, yeah, yeah. Ain't no hesitation for this.
Okay. All right. I am mad at that. Okay.
You know, I still have Danny and Peter like this. Brandon's coming up there. He's like right behind them. So they better watch the fuck out.
Splish Splash, is he here for the cash?
Casey.
Fucking Nikki.
Are you still friends with Garrett? And if
so. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Here we go. This is the bromance. Look at him. These two are boys.
That got tight.
Don't you fucking sell out.
I can't switch up now. I can't change my loyalty. Garrett is still my friend.
He's my guy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
With Garrett. He's a piece of shit.
Yes.
You're still buddy-buddies with an alpha boy. And you're supposedly a reform alpha boy. Got me questioning shit.
My guy, my guy, Casey.
Fit for Louise. Than Kylan.
I definitely don't think he's a nice guy.
Are there men here who you'd believe would take the $100,000?
Ooh. No.
Love all.
Ah, stop the cap!
Would you hold out on sex before marriage?
Hell
right
no.
Woman?
Oh, absolutely.
Ah, get out of here. Fuck out of here. Oh, shit. Everybody's getting doused.
Tamaris.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to see him wet.
Fucking bitch.
Peter, do you believe there are men here who will absolutely take the $100,000?
Let me just do a little scan here. Respectfully, I'm gonna have to say, Casey.
Bro, I literally split the money last year.
You think this year Casey has regressed?
Maybe he wants more money.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Kinda tense.
Very immature thing for Peter to say. Because last year on the island, I literally choked.
You know, this is funny. Peter or Casey, they don't trust each other. But you noticed how the producers of the show are constantly trying to stir up drama with men, right? They're constantly trying to stir up drama with men. This is why you have to be careful when... This is why you have to be careful. I didn't even know Walter was in here. Yeah, he was quiet. This is why... You got to be very careful because shows like this try to stir up drama with men to get them to fight each other. Guys, we cannot be each other's enemy, man. We got to be on the same side. We really, really do.
Chose to split the money with CJ, and I was an F boy. See you back in Limbo, because God knows you're still a fuck boy.
Respectfully, Peter. We'll talk.
Tom, when you look into Tamaris's eyes, what do
God.
You feel?
Oh Jesus!
I'm falling for
a boner.
I'll say it in front of everybody.
What? Is that true?
Look.
No. I don't think that was a good move for Tom.
Hell no. That was stupid.
I'm getting wet.
I'm falling for you.
Oh my
Tommy
God.
Boy. He's falling for me.
I take that.
But it's a little too early for you to be falling
there
for me.
There you
it
go.
It fucking scares me. I don't know if this is a plot. I don't know if this is a game.
No. He... Jesus.
Well, today we had a whole lot of truth, a whole lot of feels, and even more anxious, damp men. I'm Nikki Glaser. Join us next time on the next episode of Adishtag.
Adishtag.
The douchiest thing was Peter saying I was an F boy.
Yeah, also him saying that I wouldn't split the money.
when I literally split the money.
He called you out too, bro.
Hey, guys. Hello. What's up? Hello.
After
that's a good question, Dre Raven. It says, I wonder if the producers paid Peter to say that. That could be it.
I think we learned that these guys can't lie in front of their counterparts because they're going to call them out on it. And tonight, so will we.
I got to talk to you.
You know, the interesting thing is, guys, is that the thing about these dating shows that is becoming more apparent to me, and thanks to Kendall for clearing this, for giving us sort of an inside look on these things, is that no matter how much the producers try to manipulate the narrative and make something seem like the world wants to see, women can't help their nature. They can't help their true nature, man. They really can't. Yeah, they all dogged Lascelles on Temptation Island, but I can promise you, one of the four bitches he fucked probably still trying to get at him. So they can, Tamaris and Louise and Mia, they can talk all the shit they want about how, oh, we don't want F-boys, we want nice guys, blah, 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 blah. But in the end, they can't help themselves. That's all there is to it.
You.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Come with me real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
Come on.
See, they're trying to, yeah, you're right. This is where they're trying to get information. Yep, yep.
How do you feel after Douche Tank today?
It was very unexpected when Peter said what he said. I know you are starting to have feelings for Peter, and you're friends with Tamaris, and it's important that you are happy as well as she is.
Yeah.
But this past year, I did have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I was seeing someone, and he knew that.
Yeah.
He had knowingly reached out to my girlfriend. He was inferring that he could like treat her better than I could.
Oh, Peter was dirty macking. Peter. Dirty macking is not allowed, Peter.
He knows that I'm the front runner for Mia, and he wants to jeopardize that. But it's not going to happen. Sooner or later, he's going to be exposed.
And for me, like, you know, someone who I considered a friend, I would never do that to a friend.
This conversation with Casey was just verification that I know Peter's an F-boy. This man hasn't changed.
You know, when he threw me under the bus today, I was like, is he really not a loyal person to people he cares about? For me, I was just like, if he's gonna do that to me in front of all these people, and
what is he gonna do to me?
What's he gonna do to you?
I don't wanna be heartbroken and broke. I'm mostly heartbroken.
Yeah, you can't be dirty. You can't be dirty macking, man. You cannot. Dirty macking, that's the lowest of the low, man. Like, that's the lowest of the low. You can't do that. Can't do that, Peter.
I didn't really get to comment on what you said about falling for me.
Yeah.
She's about to let him down real hard. Tom's about to go home, y'all.
Kind of scared me a little, but in good ways. How do you know?
How do I know? I love what I learned so far. Love your smile, everything about you, not just your physical features, what's inside of you as well.
Oh my god.
And good ways. It's so scary. Thank you, Tommy Boy, for telling me that you're.
She keeps calling him Tommy Boy. Like, Tommy is not a boy, yet she keeps calling him Tommy Boy. That just shows you the level of respect that Tamaris has for men.
You're falling for me. Like, that was super sweet. And I kind of like it. But then again, in my head, I'm just like, you don't really know me. You have to, like, work towards that.
Look, I'm going to do this like a chef.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, look who's back in Louisa's good graces.
Ooh.
There we go.
Okay.
That's nice. That's nice.
Cheers.
Cheers for us on this.
Oh, this is cute. Obviously.
So what do you like about me?
I like a lot of
that ass.
Everything.
Don't say sweet and pretty. Say something else.
Honestly, I think you're a really smart girl. Like, you're intelligent, you know, like you're ambitious. You have like big dreams. And, you know, I love that about you. And I feel like we're at the same place in.
Stop the cap. Well played, Mercedes. Mercedes doesn't think that Louise is smart. He knows she's as dumb as a box of fucking rocks. That's why he's trying to eliminate all of his competition. There's nothing smart about Louise. Nothing. She's ambitious for what? What are her ambitions? Has she ever explicitly verbalized her ambitions to you, Mercedes? Yeah, I didn't think so.
I feel like we can kind of like grow together. We really like you, so.
Stop smiling. You your smile is like, oh my gosh.
Is it infectious? Does it make you smile?
See, this is the way Mercedes should be. He should be like this all the time. He shouldn't be trying to set other dudes up.
Yeah, it's like it makes you like melt.
So we're good. We're good.
You know what we say about guys with pink shirts?
What?
F boy.
Oh, really? That's what that means?
Sometimes.
I just, for me, it That's takes a little bit of time house, for me to like, get comfortable with people, like to open up and to like be my full.
Oh boy, Mia's bored. She's bored. She's bored.
Myself, like it literally, and that's what I learned by being here. Even was just like I really just need to, like when I first got here, I was like I remember I was in the bathroom, like damn, like I'm really a quiet person. Like I really was telling myself that. I know I'm not though. Like, I'm a weird ass person. I'm like super like outgoing and shit and everything, but it just has to be with people that I know at least a little bit, or else I just don't like being judged. Like
okay, I'm gonna leave it there.